I'm wondering if you're trying to deconstruct wildness. I mean, on the Center for Humans and Nature website, a summary of the book states that there are traditionally two points of view about wildness. You know, nature is most wild in the absence of human presence, or that nature is completely humanized, so nothing is truly wild. What else is there?
Well, we're not trying to deconstruct wildness. We're trying to make a distinction between wilderness and wildness, and both are vital. You know, wilderness is the 110 million acres of zoned public land where we can't have industrial activity or mechanized vehicles. We need that for biodiversity. We need that for spiritual transformation. But wildness is everywhere. It's not just on wilderness-zoned lands. Wildness is found in the south side of Chicago, as we discussed in our book. Wildness is found on ranching landscape, as we discussed in the book. Wildness is found in our compost pile. And wildness is really the capacity for anything to renew itself. That's the thing's wildness, its ability to renew itself. And so we explore through about 20 different essays how wildness renews itself in all kinds of places.
Gary Snyder is a contributor to your book,
yes.
And he is considered the poet laureate of the deep ecology movement. Do you consider yourself a deep ecologist?
Personally, I think that what's really compelling about deep ecology is that it takes us beyond, you know, just trying to reduce our impact and really tries to get to the core of what does it mean to be human from an ecological perspective? What do we have to ask from the world to live a good life? And those deeper questions make me a deep ecologist. But where I try to push beyond that is to try to bring social justice perspectives to the table and look at the fact that, you know, it's not just the more than human world. It's not just, you know, endangered species that face a crisis. It's also, you know, a billion humans who live below a dollar a day. It's also people in Flint, Michigan who can't drink their water. You know, and so for me, it's like it's deep ecology, but it's deep ecology that merges with social justice. And that's why in the Wildness book, we have authors who are, you know, anti-globalization activists in India, as well as people like Gary Snyder.
So how does wildness connect with social justice?
Well, it's interesting. You know, it goes back to the idea of renewal. Think about wildness on the Yellowstone landscape, right? You know, you reintroduced wolves 25 years ago, and they helped that landscape renew itself, right? They curb the elk and deer populations so the grasslands can be healthier, so there's not soil erosion. That land is more wild. It's renewed better because of the wolves. But then you think about a community that's faced colonization for hundreds of years. One of the authors, a woman named Mistigate Smith, she runs the Black Land Project. She interviews hundreds of African Americans from across the country who face social justice issues all the time. And for her, renewal is also about the land. It's about wildness in their communities. She's talking about people who, when she interviews them, if she talks about a forest, they talk about an ancestor who was chased by dogs while escaping slavery. And so what is wildness to that person? You know, where for me, the forest is liberating. For that person, the forest is the trigger of trauma. You know, so how do we find a kind of common wildness across the cultural divide? And my hope is that if we can find and fight for wildness everywhere, like from Yellowstone to the south side of Chicago, we can help not just land heal, we can also help people heal from that trauma.
This reminds me of the eco-psychology movement. You know, people will, if they have a connection to the land, that's a positive connection to the land somehow, whether it's, you know, creating a garden or preserving a wild space, a non-human space, that they will be more likely to want to protect it.
One of our grad students here at Western State in Gunnison, his master's project focused on the Latino community of Montrose and how they connected with Black Canyon National Park. And it's exciting. I mean, by 2050, you know, our country will be majority minority. That's culturally very exciting. But you know, what he was saying is if we don't find ways for communities from diverse cultural backgrounds to connect with wildness where they live, who's going to fight for wilderness areas by mid-century, right? If people don't connect from where they live, if the majority of our country is not a white hiker like me, right? And so the Wildness book is about, you know, finding and fighting for wildness everywhere and connecting with people from all walks of life with all different kinds of experiences of wildland, negative and positive, and finding ways to heal together, move forward together, and create, you know, human communities that can renew themselves, ecosystems that can renew themselves. It's renewal, renewal, renewal. It's the new year, so I will be talking about renewal, wildness as renewal.
Well, Dr. John Hausdorfer, we'll look forward to your talk in Carbondale this evening. Thanks very much.
I'm excited to meet your community. Thank you. It was a pleasure, Amy.